Bailout checks will allow businesses to keep paying workers, even if they're forced to shut during the pandemic. The government is expected to announce a wage subsidy this afternoon. It will allow bosses to pay each staff member $1,500 a fortnight. Companies who take up the offer will have to guarantee that all staff stood down will be employed again when the business reopens. Tony Shepherd, former president of the Business Council of Australia, is on the line. G'day, Tony.
G'day, Ben.
That's the rumoured announcement. We're waiting on Scott Morrison. What do you think of the speculation?
Look, I think it'll happen. I'm much in favour of the subsidy. I think it's essential. We've got to keep people employed and we've got to be ready to come out the other side quickly. If these companies wind up, get rid of their they have to let them go. If the people go, we won't have anything to go back to when the crisis is over. It will take us a lot longer to recover our economy. So this is a great way of keeping people in place, giving them enough to live on and sustain them so that they're ready to go when the whistle blows.
The Prime Minister's spoken about this hibernation plan to freeze the economy for 6 months, but this seems to be something to keep people going, right? To keep people warm and keep people fed.
It absolutely has to be done. And on the other hand, we've got to keep the key sectors like construction, mining, infrastructure, freight, those sorts of industries going. We've got to keep those industries going because they are the backbone of our economy and the lifeblood of our economy as well.
Tony, Britain has taken a different approach. Britain is subsidising 80% of all wages for the next 6 months. This all comes down to numbers, right? It's the Treasurer sitting in his office thinking, what can we afford? What can't we afford?
Yes, I agree. Look, thankfully that they brought the budget back close to surplus, so we do have a lot more firepower than other countries. And I would just say this is not a time to worry about the budget or the balance sheet or what have you. This is a time to make sure that we insulate our economy, keep it as strong as we possibly can, so that the other side of this crisis, we have a steep V upwards so that people can get back to work and the economy can, keep humming. It takes 200 years to build our economy, Ben, and it doesn't take too long to lose it.
Fingers crossed. We'll talk to you soon, Tony. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben. Bye.
Tony Shepherd, former president of the Business Council of Australia. We will await that news conference from Scott Morrison and bring it to you live this afternoon.